from Ladybug Mecca that was called Dog Star. But Wicked. We have our brand new, well, not brand new, but we have our great, great, great guest here.
Yes, we multi-talented, do.
Multi-talented, straight out of the UK. Introduce yourself, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I go by the name of Idris Elba.
Yeah. And for those...
No, do it again. Hold on.
All right. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. I am C-Trump, straight talker, no chaser, a.k.a. Ambassador C. We have a big, huge, humongous, enormous guest here right now. Straight from the studio. He just got off the G4 jet. Actually, the G5, because the G4 is played out right now.
Yes,
Oh, my man.
Yes.
Right here.
Who do
Introduce
we have?
Yourself.
My name is Big
Trump.
All right, for those of you that don't speak English, my name is Idris Elba. It's good to be here. This is a pleasure for me to be here, for real. What up?
Yes,
Cleopatra,
indeed.
You're beautiful.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate it.
Melton.
No. She is, for real. You know what I mean?
She is.
What up?
Everything is love, man. Everything is love. Yeah, so, man. For those who've been under a rock, this man is most noted for, of course, the character on The Wire.
Yes.
Stringer Bell. Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
Some. There's a lot of other stuff,
well,
too.
I say he's
I like
most,
The Wire, but a lot of
he's most
yes.
noted.
Okay.
That's not the only thing he's done.
Yes, okay.
You know what I mean? Sometimes in April.
All right.
Of course.
Mm. All right.
Law and Order.
Yes,
Girlfriends.
Sir. Girlfriends. CSI.
And there's another big movie, too, I'm leaving out.
Nah, there's a bunch of shit.
Bunch of stuff.
Pardon me.
Yes.
A bunch of stuff.
Now, you know what? I have to say this right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's my fault. Cleopatra did warn me no cursing tonight. So, obviously, I'm on my P's and Q's.
Now, you also are very skilled on production and on the turntables as well.
Yes.
You know what? I want to say this. You know what I mean? I've been DJing for a long time. 15 years is a long time.
Yes.
Now, as
which
you
is
know,
new to me, I didn't even know that.
Yes, sir. I mean,
interesting.
Man, pardon me.
Yes. Yes. That's no, okay.
No, I've been, you know, I've been DJing for a long time. It's a passion of mine. It's something that I've always had a joy doing.
Okay.
My uncle put me onto it.
Okay.
And it's something that I love to do, and I get the good fortune to still do it now.
Oh, you do?
So I get out there, I get booked by people that have money to waste. No, I'm joking.
No. And now, do you do it in the States or do you do it back home?
No, like, I do it in the States more so. And every now and again, I go home to London and I DJ, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When all the DJs are sick and tired.
Right. Now, how is life compared in London to the States? Since you've been back and forth, what do you appreciate about being here versus there and vice versa?
You know what?
As far as the lifestyle, being a man, a black man, experience, career, all of that.
You know what? I love the U.S. for this.
Okay.
For real. When I first came to the U.S., I loved the fact that people out here, black people, essentially have a lot of courage and self-importance. And they go for what they believe in. You know what I'm saying? They have done a lot. They've achieved a lot. There's been 300 to 250 years of history here. Mm-hmm. As a nation, as a people here in this country, and they own it and respect it, and they've done well. And it's in the social system, it's in the money, it's in the way people think. If you think American, you have to think African American, one way or another. Mm. And I love that. In England, our history is shorter, younger, but just as important.
Okay.
We come from various backgrounds, Caribbean and African.
Mm-hmm.
We love ourselves and we love where we are. England is a great place to live. As much as England has been the very source of some of the most evil racism in the world, and I'll say that again, as much as England has been the very source of some of the evil racism in the world, England has been a great place for me to be born and raised.
Okay.
Understand that my people in England, whether African, Caribbean, other, have learned some of the greatest lessons in the world. And our history is but 90 years old, if that.
Okay.
And the differences between African-American culture and England culture, for me, is just that in England, we are still finding our own self voice, our own self-importance.
Mm. Okay.
In England, people, African-American, African, Caribbean people, are still fighting amongst ourselves to get our own voice.
Okay.
And here, we've done it.
Okay, that's
We're about
interesting.
Fighting for a voice as a collective.
Okay, let me ask you this. As far as the craft of acting, when did you first taste it? Is it something that you've always wanted to do? Did you fall into it?
I had a crush on my drama teacher. Her name was Miss McPhee. And, you know, this isn't a curse word, but she had double D's.
Okay.
All right.
We understand.
I'm real honest with you. I'm real honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Real
talk.
She's a very beautiful young lady, and she, you know, definitely had me inspired. So I was definitely running to the drama classes just to see Miss McPhee. Miss McPhee had me thinking about what it was to be an actor, what it was to you know, just really search the craft of being, you know, an artist.
Okay.
And it was the first time I had the chance to really be somebody other than myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did drama. I had a great time. I passed. with an A.
Yes.
So
that is
that inspired
either.
Me.
Right. Yes.
Right. No.
Right. Let me ask you this about the character on The Wire. Was it written? Was it something that was planned to actually get rid of the character of Stringer, or was it some other disputes going on contractually?
No, it was definitely an arc that was attached to the storyline. The storyline was literally only really for one or two seasons, if that. And by virtue of the fact that they had hired some really great actors that really wanted to marry themselves to these characters, and basically what happened is when the writers were seeing the dailies, the dailies being, you know, the footage that we shoot every single day on a film. When they started seeing the dailies, they were like, yo, this is very good. No, John, seriously, John, I know you want to kill these guys, but these guys are very good. And that's what started to happen. Basically,
okay.
You know, our storyline started to expand more and more.
Okay.
It was a blessing for us as actors, but it was a blessing for them as producers because they didn't realize that this storyline that they had just put as a side storyline was actually quite good.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
And what is your process in picking a role? Because I'm sure you get stuff, you know, sent to you quite often.
Let me tell you something, for real. It's only been in the last 2 or 3 years that I've had the fortune to pick roles. Up
okay.
until this point, I've been acting for 15 years, so you're talking about 12 years of my life. It's been more about saying, I got the job? oh, cool.
That's
right. Just by virtue of the fact of who I am, you know what I mean, and the type of auditions I was going up for,
that's fine.
I would not have the same type of role or be stereotyped. So, seriously, only in the last 2-3 years, I've been really given that fortune to just pick my roles. Like, oh, I like this as opposed to this. It hasn't always been that way.
Now, Drez.
Yeah.
Drez.
What up?
Now,
what's going
on? You know, you and shout out DJ Shogun, that's here too.
DJ Shogun, that's my man. What up, Shogun?
Right, man.
Head Shell. You know what I mean? Million Dollar DJs.
Of course, Head Shell. We're going to see you guys on the 1 and 2s real quick, but before we get to that, I gotta ask you number one question, man.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I know where you're going.
Now you know you're Big Driss.
No, you can just call me Driss.
Driss.
I mean
now,
the big.
About to get in.
I had to let go of the big Driss.
Go ahead.
Oh,
what's
here
a smash laudable pound cake rate looking like right now?
What the pound cake look like?
Do you know what they're talking about when they say that?
When the pound cake?
Double D's.
Yeah,
they're talking about lots of double D's.
Because you know how the pound cake is nice and moist and, and you know.
Oh, my God.
Right now? I know it's crazy.
All right. So I need a little bit more than that. So when you're saying the pound rate, double D's looking like... I need more than that because y'all giving me nothing but
Well.
All right, come on. Smash it down for me, please.
Pound cake, wait, how's the lady treating you?
Oh, yeah. All right, see, you got to understand it.
You see, look.
See, See, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen. God. See, I was always an ugly child. And now that I'm a movie star, the ladies love me. And there's a certain amount of love that comes from the ladies, whether good looking or bad looking, whatever. They give me certain amount of love. And
not
now,
that it's genuine, but it's love.
No.
No,
it's genuine. It's genuine. Okay, can I take you home tonight, love? But I'm not mad at that.
You can't be no brother.
What
is.
Do you need,
no
shorty? But for real?
I'm just being real.
Yes,
sir. Wow.
When it comes to pound cakes, I have a pound cake factory.
Oh, wow.
No.
It's
I'm not overstating. I'm actually understating. I have 2 pound cake factories. But for real, nah, the ladies give me a lot of love. And I don't even understand it. I'm still very ugly.
No.
We're gonna see y'all right now. Oh, man. One and twos. Yeah, I know you got like a MySpace page or like a connect to like a contact.
Yeah.
You need to show good head shell and all that. What is it, man?
All right, look, so, you know, there's a couple of MySpace pages, but I'm just gonna give you the one that's most important to me because honestly, I got some music that I'm trying to push out there.
Oh, okay.
I love music. I've been doing music for a long time. And I know that's very, very, very cliche for an actor to say, oh, I'm doing music. Yeah, whatever. But the truth of the matter is I do have some music. So you can definitely check me out on myspace.com/Idris, I-D-R-I-S, music.com. Check that out. You know, and there's a couple of freestyles on there. And there's, you know, there's a couple of records on there. And it, honestly, it's just an introduction. The one thing I want to tell you this about my music is this, that I want to grow with the people that appreciate what I do as an artist. I think that artists grow with the people that appreciate them, not the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They grow when they're the people that appreciate them give them love. So with the music, you're going to hear on the MySpace account. I'll give that again. MySpace.com/IdrisMusic.com. No, Idris Music. You're going to hear records that, honestly, I did last night in the studio, and I thought, let me just put this down and see what the reaction is. So that's what it is. So, you know,
definitely. Okay. Well, we're going to hear your skills on the ones and twos right now, and we're going to come back and then
Shogun!
Big Driss in the place, Thermal Soundwave. Shogun, give me some.
Yo, Shogun, one for one?
Shout out to Anya over in California. Yaya, what's good, Yaya?
Thermal sine waves, y'all. Call us up 212-491-4685. Let's get it.